Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
How do you suggest I set a date with you?
Call my wife.
Is that what I have to do?
Probably.
I have to call your wife.
You actually
to set something up with you.
Is it okay if Napier
Probably.
Comes out to play?
Is it okay if Napier comes and sees a movie with me? He said he wanted to do it. If that's all right with you. I like to set up an appointment to hang out with Napier.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host Napier and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Phone number to
contact the show is 636-487-HAND. It is 636-487-4263 or Mengushka. Or WFO Dicks on Skype, if you're so inclined. We do have one hell of a program planned for you this evening. I have a bit that is just gonna change the way we do business, baby. It's gonna be huge.
Like Max.
We are going to get a massive listener response that is just going to overwhelm us.
Well, you're a man from the future.
Seen the future, Travis, and this is the bit that I put together that people actually interact with us when we do. So it doesn't seem like, you know, the last 196 weeks we've done this show were a waste of time.
Are
because
you sure?
we've gotten this massive following that supports us in everything we do.
I used to make sure to respond to everybody that contacted us, and I just can't do it anymore.
I know, right? So that's coming up. Oh, we got a whole bunch more. Napier, let me ask you a question. Let's just cut the bullshit and get right into it.
Okay. Right to the heart.
We had a busy day today, didn't we?
I had a busier day.
Oh, yeah, your day was way busier than mine. You've had a busy week, right?
Yeah.
Now, the question is, how long have we been friends? I mean, like, we're not just guys who do a podcast together. We're actually friends. We've been friends a really long time.
Since the 90s, yeah.
Mid-90s, right,
yeah.
Right?
No,
right.
late 90s.
So, I get a message on Facebook today, Travis.
That I did not initiate.
From Napier's brother-in-law.
That I didn't ask him to send.
Now,
is that the new baby sister?
His sister's baby's daddy, but yeah, it's her husband. It's his brother-in-law.
All right.
He only has one sister. They had a baby. He's at home watching the baby. He messages me and he says, "Are you in Florissant? Can you do me a big favor?" I'm thinking, what would this fella ask me for a favor for? Obviously, it can't be him asking me to do Napier a favor, really, because then me and Napier are friends. Why wouldn't Napier just call me, right?
Do you have interactions with this man outside of this?
No, I do not. I never talk to this person ever.
He likes you, though.
I like him. He's a nice guy, but we don't talk. I don't communicate with this person ever.
Yeah, but you're both artists. You should make art together.
Maybe that should be my new hobby. Maybe I should do art with your brother-in-law instead of doing a podcast.
So did you respond to this?
I did. I said, what's the favor? He goes, well, before I tell you, I'm willing to pay you to do this. And I was like, oh, okay, neat. What's the fucking favor? Because, I mean, I'm willing to do favors for my friends. I have no problem doing it. I'm sitting at home watching TV. If you got something going on, just let me know.
If you pay somebody, is it really a favor?
So the favor is
job.
He wants me to go help Napier move a washer and a dryer out of his grandma's house into a U-Haul truck. And he wants to pay me to go help my friend of 20 years.
About that, yeah.
I'm getting messages from your brother-in-law to
where
come help.
Where are you moving this to, though?
He's moving it a couple of blocks.
So not to the guy's house that asked you to do the thing?
No,
favor.
No, he has nothing to do with it other than the fact that it's his wife's grandma. And she's over there helping. So
don't you know Napier, like, personally?
Do I know Napier? Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't just show up to your house once a week to do a podcast. I mean, you talk to him. Like, you guys do things.
Me and Napier are friends. I thought, anyway. So Napier's got this whole thing going on. Apparently, he spent the last 3 days moving, and he's got him and his sister are trying to yank mattresses around the house and stuff. And just give me a call. He said he had two reasons why he didn't call me. One was he was afraid that I would judge how dirty the house is.
I didn't say you would judge.
You're moving, so it's probably going to be in disarray, right? And two, what was the other reason? You didn't want to bother anyone.
No, I didn't want to bother you.
Now, if I'm moving, I'm going to ask my friends to help me move. And like
I'm not moving. It's my grandmother's house.
I'm your friend.
Well, why would I burden you with having?
Why wouldn't you?
Because
why am I getting messages from Julian Napier? Why am I not getting a call from you saying, "Hey, you know, I hate to put you out, but can you come help me move this mattress? I can drive a couple blocks and help my friend."
Well, I felt weird about it.
Well, you shouldn't. It's dumb.
Well, I didn't help you move into this house.
Well, who cares? Who cares? So I want to get it. And so, Travis, this is going to shock you.
I'm already shocked.
The you know that I've said, you know, that I don't ever go into the Napier house.
Didn't you say you've never been there?
I've been in the Napier house like once or twice, but my visits to the Napier house are always very controlled. I usually don't get out of the living room. I usually take a couple of steps into the living room, and that's it.
Are you issued a hazmat suit?
This was another one of those instances where, like, I helped them move, but it was very controlled. Like I helped them get a mattress in the house, but like they went in first and like closed all the doors that weren't relevant to where we were going.
No, I closed
because,
my door.
Because it's like a big secret what's going on.
Do you have
in
sex
there.
Dungeons?
I think there's something more going on.
No, there was dirty underwear strewn about my room, and I didn't want you to see all my dirty underwear.
You should buy a hamper.
Oh, and my shit tons of goalie gear is in that room, too.
So
it is literally almost piled up.
The Napier experience was very controlled.
What are you talking about? There was one door closed in the entire house.
I don't know.
You know what they say when Napier closes a door, Jesus opens a window.
I pulled up behind him, Travis, and they both ran in the house real quick.
I had to move my car so we could get the shit in.
You didn't move your car.
I did move my car. I had to move it down the
driveway.
Your
car was in the driveway.
Why are you
my car was still in the
driveway.
Why
are you moving a mattress out of your grandma's house, Napier?
Because my mom didn't like her mattress anymore, so we took her mattress and took it out of the house and took my grandma's spare mattress that she had in a guest room that had been used like four times. Put that in her room.
What are you?
So you didn't remove your grandma's bed that she uses every night.
No, that's not her bed. Her bed is staying there.
What are you
old.
Doing over there? Is what
what
I
are you
know.
Doing, Napier?
What am I doing where?
There's over something. There. There's secret rooms.
No, it's just dirty, and I'm embarrassed.
There's things going on.
There are
that nobody's allowed to know about.
You should paint
there are
your
five
door
rooms
up
in that
like
house.
A bookshelf, and then nobody'd even question whether or not
that's
that
not a bit. Travis is thinking now. That's not a bad idea. You put up a bookshelf. I think really, if you get a bookshelf right and you nail it to a door, it's a secret door, right?
No,
I mean that's really all there is to it.
Wouldn't you be suspicious of the fact that Napier has books in his house, though?
I read books. I read books all through high school.
Bookshelf full of DVDs, then, right?
Yeah.
And if you pull out big on DVD,
yeah,
a secret room opens. And that's the secret room that something's going on in.
That'd be something dumb like the Rugrats movie. Who the fuck would want to
see
that?
But that was in the 20-plus years I've known Napier, that was the third time I've been in his house. And it wasn't because I was invited. It was like because...
You were invited,
it was because his brother-in-law offered to pay me to come help him move.
And then you yelled
at me.
And then
he was too nice to tell me to go away.
No, you yelled at me that I was an asshole for not telling you to come
over. I yelled at you because I think that you're being silly to not ask me to help.
The house is dirty.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't
matter. Did you feel like you needed to take a shower after you left?
So this
probably a little bit.
Oh no, I came home and took a shower. Yeah, but I mean, I was moving, so yeah. You know, I was sweaty. But the brother-in-law sent me a gift card.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I need to be compensated to come help you move a washer and a dryer.
I don't want that gift card. I'll take it.
I appreciate it. It was a nice gesture, but it's unnecessary. If you just fucking tell me, hey man, I need help moving. I'd be there in a second for you, Napier. We're friends.
Well, I got a lot of friends that could help me move, but But it's not. I don't want to inconvenience.
Napier
people.
Is just so. He's full of friends.
I hate moving. I hate moving for people. I hate helping people move. I don't want to tell somebody like,
so
"Hey, come help."
This
me.
Is the other weird thing, Travis.
Yeah.
Like there was a whole group of like the family over at the grandma's house moving stuff.
Was Napier's sister or her husband there?
Napier's sister. And his mom and his mom's sister were there, right?
Why are they moving all this stuff out of
so,
your grandma's
get
house?
There
so,
time.
You know, homeboy tells his sister that I'm coming over.
No, that's not what happened.
And everybody got in the car and left.
No, Mike, that's not what
so
happened.
So when I got there, Napier and Amanda were the only two there.
My mom and aunt were there.
They were saying goodbye.
Yeah, they had to
they
leave.
They got in the truck and left.
My sister left because she had to feed her kid.
With her boobs?
Yeah.
It's all very suspicious. There's a lot going on, Travis, that I don't think we know.
Yes, it's
I think Napier has like a secret life. Do you think that that's why he doesn't answer the phone when I call
him? Do you
him? Because
think
I am
that
a,
Napier
I, I'm
is
an
also
assassin
Hannah
for
Montana?
Hire, Mike. You caught me.
He what?
He's also Hannah Montana.
We're going to find out one day that like Napier is the bassist for like... fucking like a not great band, and he just never told us.
Yes, Mike, I am
like
the...
Napier is the keyboard player for Papa Roach or
he's
something.
Like the guitar player.
I'm the lead bassist for Nickelback.
But no, there's something weird because Napier last week, and if you caught the show live last week, you heard a little bit more. I think I might have put in the chat. They're asking if I got paid. Yes, I got a gift card sent to me for helping Napier move.
I made you a steak and a baked potato.
Yeah, I got a steak too.
Good.
It was a good steak. Yeah. So I mean, I was fairly compensated. What I'm saying is, I don't need to be compensated because part of being someone's friend is sometimes you got to do stuff.
Yeah. I know, and I understand that. I just don't like inconveniencing people.
So, what was I saying?
Something about something in the show, and it was live, paid. And you heard some of it, maybe.
You got a gift card. Everybody's leaving.
Might have put some in the show.
Oh, Napier, right.
Napier's aunt.
Napier last week, we ended the show last week with me getting a little bit upset with Napier because he made comments about how you know, I should be able to contact him, and it's my fault that the 20 different times that I tried to contact Napier through various means of social media and text messages and phone calls, that wasn't enough. And so while we're sitting there and the show's going off the air, I'm sitting here looking at you on Skype. And up in the bottom right corner, it says that Napier signed in to Skype.
Oh, that's right. Napier was calling.
And so I was like, well, that's weird. Why is Napier signing into Skype? Napier's sitting right next to me. How could he have signed into Skype? So I said, Napier, somebody signed into Skype as you. And so he goes, oh, that's really weird. So as the show's going off the air, we're playing our outro thing with all the phone numbers and what have you. And we decide we're going to call Napier's Skype line to see who it is that signed in as Napier on Skype.
Don't get too crazy because I wrote a horror movie spec script based on the idea of the Skype the Skype account calling.
What's it called? Who's on Skype?
No. Tentative. Untitled by Travis Hulse.
That's not a very good title.
No, it's bad.
It's tentative.
Who's on Skype?
Who's on Skype, yeah.
Let's just call it that. Travis, we're calling it Who's on Skype.
All right.
And now because I named it, I want a writing credit.
No, call it Saturday Night Fever.
So I call Napier's Skype account, and Napier's phone starts going off because Napier had signed in to Skype because apparently he has a friend that messages him on Skype. And he didn't realize that he was checking the message on Skype, and that signed him into Skype. So I said, oh, well, then should I message you on Skype? And he says, well, sure, I guess, because I don't know how to turn it off. And this guy messages me on Skype, so you should message me on Skype. Messaged him on Skype twice the next day, he never replied.
I deleted the app.
I think it's
phone.
Very convenient. Oh, you delete as soon as you found out that I knew I could contact you there, you deleted it.
No, as soon as I found out that I'm going to be constantly signing
in
and out
of Skype. I'm starting to think, like, maybe Napier just doesn't like me.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, I
ignoring text messages.
Yeah, I badger
Facebook
you
messages,
into hanging out with me, and you know. I bother you, and you don't ever get back to me, and I have to message you like 8 times before I get a reply. Maybe you just don't like me. Do you think? And that's why he didn't ask me to help, because he didn't want to like have to suffer through talking to me for a while. Like, you know, sure, it's a pain in the ass to try moving this stuff, but the alternative is that I have to talk to Mike for a while.
To be honest with you, I didn't even think of it.
Travis, will you just be my friend?
Yeah, but I might ask you to help me move.
That's kind of far, though.
Well, that's the price you pay to be my friend.
Yes, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Guys, enough of this bullshit, because we have a big hullabaloo going on tonight. And I scheduled it to already be on Facebook. So, I mean, if you don't want to listen to me, if you just want to find out what it is, it's probably already on Facebook. I'm watching this movie the other night called Big Game.
What's it about?
Starring Samuel L. Jackson as the president.
You must have DirecTV, Mike, because that's a DirecTV exclusive.
Right. And somebody tries to kill him, shoot a rocket at Air Force One, and he bails out of Air Force One and lands in like in the jungle in Norway. And like this little Norway boy is trying to save him from all the people trying to kill him. And Samuel L. Jackson is the president. It's great. It's a great movie. I'm telling you, if you have the DirecTV, you got to go see this movie. Or it's coming out in theaters. Go see it, whatever. It's a fun movie. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm talking to Travis. Who do you think is the all-time greatest fictional president from a movie?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas from...
Everything that
from,
he...
From The American President.
He's been the president a few times, hasn't he?
Nope.
Just that once, I think.
One really? Time.
Napier watches chick flicks. Noted.
Yep.
So, I've made a huge bracket, and I've made little thing. We're going to do... There's 16 total. Today's Memorial Day, so this is Patriotic Day, right?
Kind
of. 4th of July is coming up pretty soon. 4th of July is a Patriotic Day. In the meantime, between these two holidays, we're going to determine who is the best movie president of all time. And so we're going to do the matchups. We're going to do 4 this week and 4 next week. And that will take care of the first round, and then we'll go from there. I've set it up. If you go to the website, WFODix.com, the weekly poll is there. It is now the 4 rounds that you can vote on. We will also put all 4 matchups from this week on Facebook and Twitter. You can vote on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the website. There's 4 different ways you can vote. Each of us 3 will get a vote. Our 3 votes count as 1. Each social media also counts as 1. So there's 4 social media, well, 3 social medias and the website. So you can vote 4 times. Your vote can be counted 4 times. Each social media that you vote on, just by replying in the comments, your name is entered into a drawing. If you share it, or then your name is put in the drawing again.
Yes, that and would I be, think any kind of retweets should also
retweet,
be a second.
A retweet or a share on Facebook or Twitter will get your... And then at the end of the game, we will take all of the people who have shared or voted. We will put them all in a hat, and I'm going to put up 3 prizes. I think Travis is going to put up 1 or 2. We're going to have a couple of prizes that we're giving out. More details on the prizes to come. But what we're going to do now is I'm going to play the first matchup, and then we're going to debate it, because I'm telling you right now, I put more time into this stupid bit than any bit we've ever done. I've done a lot of work. So this better be fucking appreciated, is all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
Tell your goddamn friends.
Yeah. So this needs to be shared. That's the whole point of this, is we want everybody to vote. We want everybody's voice to be heard. Napier, are you ready for the first matchup?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ooh. James Dale.
Why are you doing this? Why? Isn't the universe big enough for both of us? What is wrong with you people? We could work together. Why be enemies? Because we're different? Is that why? Think of the things that we could do. Think how strong we would be. Earth and Mars. Nothing that we could not accomplish. Think about it. Think about it. Why destroy when you can create? We can have it all. Or we can smash it all. Why can't we? Why can't
comes out. Little people. Why can't we all just get along?
Benjamin Asher.
What's the going rate for souls these days?
What did you say to me?
I never would have taken you for a traitor.
Me? What about you? You sold this country out long before I ever did. Globalization and fucking Wall Street. What's it cost to buy a presidency nowadays anyway? Huh? $500 million? I'm a fucking rookie compared to you.
I'm gonna keep your gloves up, Forbes.
Enough! Great, Chacho. Eat him with Connor, yeah.
What about Connor? What the fuck are you gonna do with my son?
So we got Benjamin Asher, which is Aaron Eckhart's character from Olympus Has Fallen, versus James Dale, Jack Nicholson's character from Mars Attacks. I think this is one of the more lopsided contests, I think. I don't think Jack Nicholson can lose this one.
Nope.
Travis? Travis took a nap.
He's duking. Travis, you squeezing out dookies!
Travis, you squeezing out dookies.
I don't do that.
You don't poop?
Nope.
So, I think my vote goes for Jack Nicholson, obviously.
Same.
Travis?
Aaron Eckhart.
You're going Eckhart?
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
Hipster bastard.
Can I ask why?
He's awesome. Jack Nicholson, yeah, I mean, he was fun to watch, but he's no president.
He's
Eckhart
every
just
president.
Has the presidential look.
Yeah, and he's got Gerard Gerard, what's his face, there to shoot people for him, you know.
I hope this isn't a trend with Travis, because this is important. You shouldn't I'll just vote throw.
Next.
You shouldn't
I'll
just
vote first next time.
Throw your vote away on, nope. on crazy shit.
This
so,
vote is not thrown
guys,
away.
Guys, our votes are
it.
Not all the votes though. You can vote on Facebook. You can vote on WFODix.com. You can also vote on Instagram or Twitter. Every vote counts. God bless America.
God bless America.
So we got a couple more of those coming up.
It's your civic duty. It's your civic duty to vote in this poll. I mean,
that's what we're doing.
Freedom isn't free, and these presidents, you know, they work for it.
Voting is free.
So we're going to take a break, guys. We will be back in 5 minutes. Napier, I mean, do you have anything that you want to say to the people?
Cunt flaps.
You're listening to Strange Label Radio. Sometimes we like black people.
Uncensored. Unadulterated. Unintelligible. Sonic blasphemy. Alcohol-fueled geek metal mayhem. Wednesday, 6-5 Central on Strange Label Radio. The most brutal 90 minutes on internet radio. Nothing is left sacred.
I eat my dinner in my bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. Doesn't make me nervous, if anything, I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around and I've seen it all. I get home, I got the munchies, binging on all my Twinkies, throw up in the tub, then I go to sleep. And I drink up all my money, dazed and kind of lonely. You're gone and I gotta say hi all the time to keep you off my mind. Hi all the time to keep you off my mind. Spend my days locked in a haze, trying to forget you, babe. I'll fall back down Gotta stay high all my life to forget I'm missing you. Pick up daddies at the playground. How I spend my daytime. Loosen up their frown, make them feel alive. Oh, make it fast and greasy. I'm numb and way too easy. You're gone and I gotta stay high. All the time, keep you off my mind. High all the time, to keep you off my mind. Spend my days locked in a haze, trying to forget you, babe. Fall back down, gotta stay high all my life. To forget I'm missing you. Staying in my play, pretend where the fun ain't got no end. Oh. Can't go home alone again, need someone to numb the pain. Oh. Staying in my play, pretend where the fun ain't got no end. Can't go home alone again. Need someone to numb the pain. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Row, 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 row. High all the time to keep you off my mind. Row, 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 row. Spend my days locked in a haze, trying to forget you, babe. I fall back down. Gotta stay high all my life to forget I'm missing you. Row, 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 row. This song is so fucking dumb.
FOD 200 coming up pretty soon. I guess we need to start brainstorming what we're going to do, right?
Did I tell you I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks? I have to work nights.
Aw, guy.
I don't know. What are you going to do, right?
Does that mean forever?
Yeah, I got to work 1 week a night, so I'm done. Sorry, guys. I've been meaning to tell you.
The phone number to call, 636-487-4263. We're back. Hi. I mean, there's a lot of directions we can go here.
I was just going to say, you know, we were... I completely spaced that this was Monday. I told you that, right? We talked
about
it.
Yeah.
And it was weird to me because I was a day ahead and I was a day behind. The three-day holiday weekend really screwed me up. But the only reason it was kind of messing me up was I had to move some things around because I went and saw Mad Max again.
I saw it a second time?
I saw it a second time, and it was just as good as it was the first time. It was excellent, and I knew exactly where I could leave the theater to go to the bathroom when they decided that they were not, or that they were going to travel over the salt fields, you know, when they had their little bit of exposition.
I loved that movie.
It's an amazing, movie.
And you know what? Everything I see social media, like, I see Mad Max shit, like, all the time. I see a ton of it. It seems like everybody has seen the movie.
Everybody loves it.
Never seen it.
If you look at... Let's just go ahead and do the Hollywood Fantasy League, I guess, while we're at it. We picked Mad Max, Fury Road.
Did it get, like, 98%?
It has an 89% Metacritic, which is great. And it made $88 million.
like a fucking bomb.
So it had a 78 points. But doesn't it seem like a movie that has as much buzz as this one does?
Mike, let me tell you, the second time that I saw it, there was a lady that had to use a walker, like, because she was disabled with her, like, biker-looking husband. There was, like, it looked like the guy was 50-some years old and, like, a 70-year-old lady with him. They showed the preview for Ted 2 in front of the movie, and the whole time that preview was going on, she was shaking her head in disgust, and she sat there to watch the whole thing, like, when they ripped the dude's face off and enjoyed every bit of it.
Well, I saw it opening weekend, and the line in front of us was huge, and everyone was buying a ticket to Mad Max. I mean, nobody was walking up. The big competition with Mad Max was Pitch Perfect 2.
And Pitch Perfect 2 won the weekend.
Pitch Perfect 2 made $110 million. So, I mean, it kicked Mad Max's ass.
Pitch Perfect 2, the week later, a week later, I went to go, I was looking for Mad Max showtimes. Pitch Perfect, in my tiny little theater in my tiny little hometown, had 8 different showings. So they were playing it in 2 different theaters, like 1:30, 2 o'clock, you know, 4:30. And Mad Max had 3 showtimes to choose from.
But, I mean, it's like, I don't know if I'm following, maybe I'm following the crowd that likes Mad Max, and there's a whole bunch of Pitch Perfect people out there talking about Pitch Perfect. But I saw nothing about Pitch Perfect. I went and saw the movie, and I saw nothing about Pitch Perfect. I don't understand how there was a... In case, I mean, as far as the game goes, Travis, the Hollywood Fantasy League, the Metacritic for Pitch Perfect was a 63%.
So it made a shit ton of money.
Pitch Perfect scored 69 points to Mad Max's 78. So, I mean, like, we still picked the better point getter of the two.
Right, but it's still ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I really enjoyed the first Pitch Perfect. Like, it was one of those movies that showed up on the movie channels. Anytime it was on, I turned it on.
That's one of those movies that I won't be too bummed out when I'm forced to watch it. It was fine. It was fine. I'm sure the second one is probably fine, too. But Tomorrowland came out this weekend. It has a 60% Metacritic. Currently has a $33 million. So
that's really poor for a holiday weekend.
It's not too great.
Nope.
I mean, it won the weekend against nothing except these two that came out last week. But it's not going to have an impression. That was a Fernicast pick. So that's good for us that they have one that isn't doing too good, because we're going to need all the help we can get. I mean, beyond that,
the fun thing that I saw coming out, actually, I got home and I jumped on social media quick after I was done seeing Mad Max for the second time, and I saw a quick post about how, you know, George Miller, who directed Mad Max Fury Road and the original, obviously, did you know he had a Justice League movie in production in like 2006 or 7?
Oh yeah?
Well, like fully in production, like everybody was cast as all of the parts. They were building sets. They had costume designs. Common was going to be Green Lantern. Army Hammer was going to be Batman.
Well, so this wasn't all that long ago, because...
No, it was... Yeah,
Army
Hammer
is
less,
a recent name.
It was less than 10 years ago. I mean, it was right after the Facebook movie is when they cast Army Hammer as Batman.
Wow. Army Hammer probably wouldn't be a bad Batman.
No, it'd probably be decent. It'd probably be pretty decent. But, I mean, it was to the point where, like, the cast was meeting with George Miller. They had, like, a weekend out of state or out of country to like hang out and talk about the script. There was a script, there was costume designs, they were building sets. They had the entire cast, like Jay Baruchel was going to be like the bad guy. And then everything was like pinned down. And then Christopher Nolan decided that he wanted to help shut this shit down because he was just going into making The Dark Knight and didn't want a second Batman out there. And also, like, the WGA strike was going down, and George Miller, like, blew his budget super hardcore. So in the middle of building sets, in the middle of having this cast solid contract sign, they just shut it down. But now there is, a la the Tim Burton Superman movie documentary,
that's been like kickstarted for like 10 years.
That kickstarted like 5 times. Like, how much
just
money
put out
do
the
you
fucking
need to make,
movie, man?
Yeah, how much money do you need to make a documentary?
Right.
But apparently there's a couple of guys that decided that they were going to make a documentary also about this Justice League, this George Miller Justice League.
Oh, man. I want to make a documentary about what's taking so long to put out the Tim Burton the Tim Superman Burton documentary.
Superman movie. They have to have all of their footage.
It could be like a one-word sentence. This movie was going to be shit.
Be like,
it ended.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, Tim Burton was going to make a Superman movie with Nicolas Cage. It ended up not happening. The end, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, not the end. That movie looked like it was on a collision course for infamy.
Wasn't Kevin Smith was going to write it, and it was going to involve a giant spider? I remember that story.
I read Kevin Smith's script for that movie. It was crazy.
Did it have a giant spider in it?
I don't remember a giant spider, but I remember a giant thing. It was kind of set the course for the Fantastic Four movie, where Galactus was like a big cloud, and Parallax and Green Lantern was also like a big yellow thing. So it was kind of something like that, I believe. It was a while since I read it, but it was fucking crazy.
You want to do another one of our presidential matchups? We have four of these to get through tonight.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
James Marshall.
Never again will I allow our political self-interest to deter us from doing what we know to be morally right. Atrocity and terror are not political weapons, and to those who would use them, your day is over. We will never negotiate. We will no longer tolerate, and we will no longer be afraid. It's your turn to be afraid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've narrowed your choices down to five unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number three.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number three.
So we got Harrison Ford's character from Air Force One versus Arnold Schwarzenegger from The Simpsons movie. Let's let Travis go first.
Harrison Ford.
I think I gotta go Harrison Ford as well.
I'm going Arnold.
Oh, you're gonna do this every single time, aren't you?
So whoever goes last is gonna be the one that goes the other way, I think. That's it. You know, why are you gonna go Arnold?
I enjoyed the movie significantly more, and I thought...
Than Air Force One?
Yeah, I didn't like Air Force One.
Oh, come on.
A little preachy to me.
Preachy?
Yeah. Simpsons movie, not so preachy. I enjoyed that movie way more. Way more laughs in that one. Didn't get too many giggles out of Air Force One.
All right. 2-1 Harrison Ford, but we are not the only ones voting. WFODix.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Minions, prove me right.
That would be a major upset, I think. Most online lists of the greatest movie presidents of all time has Harrison Ford from Air Force One winning the whole thing.
Doesn't he fucking shoot Gary Oldman in the head in that movie?
I think there was a period of time, Travis, where everybody in every movie was shooting Gary Oldman in the head. It's like, if you had a movie that required a bad guy, Gary Oldman was that bad guy.
My favorite Gary Oldman bad guy was obviously in True Romance, and I think he got shot in the head in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Oldman bad guy, my top three would probably be Fifth Element and The Professional.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And he's been a great bad guy in a lot of things.
But now he's been Commissioner Gordon for like 10 years.
And now we don't look at him as the bad guy anymore. No,
whether it's in a Batman movie or not, he's still Commissioner Gordon. Like that newest Planet of the Apes movie, he was Commissioner Gordon in that movie.
So, guys, saw Keith Urban on the Home Shopping Network last night.
Was he snorting coke? He's got a real coke problem.
Does he?
Yeah, he's like a big ex-junkie.
And Keith Urban is selling these guitars that have this big picture of Keith Urban on the back of them. And I For some reason yesterday, me and Laura were on this major thing with the goddamn Home Shopping Network. We watched an infomercial about the pressure cooker XL for like an hour and a half. We just sat there and watched this guy go, the pressure cooker infuses nutrients. And we just watched it over and over again. We couldn't take our eyes off it. But then
that's a great infomercial voice, by the way.
Goddamn Keith Urban comes on. And they're selling these Keith Urban guitars. And the Keith Urban guitars come with a 30-disc DVD instruction thing where he's going to teach you how to play songs. And he says, he's like, I'm not going to show you like how to read music because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how to read music, mate, you know, and I'm just going to kind of show you me playing the guitar, and you're going to pick up what I'm doing. So he's going to play a song, and you just kind of got to watch him play the song and pick it up as you go. And he's selling these guitars. And, like, so I guess as in the bottom corner, they're, like, showing, like, you know, how many he sold. And he sold a shitload of these guitars. And I just imagine if they're selling a guitar with a thing on the Home Shopping Network, Keith Urban's showing up. It has his signature on it, has a big picture of him on the back of it, looking like he's getting lifted up by, like, a flying saucer or something. If Keith Urban's showing up, they're selling these guitars for $200 a piece. How much is Keith Urban making per guitar?
$50.
You think he's making $50 a piece?
That's pretty generous. I don't know.
No, I bet you he's making $50.
So every time they're selling one, so he made a lot of money that day.
Yeah, there's no way he's taking less than, it's Keith Urban. Keith Urban, people like Keith Urban, and he knows that, so he's taking $50.
But
can I get his picture on the front of the guitar? That seems like a real waste. When I'm playing my Keith Urban guitar, that only I get to see.
But I mean, like, if you're playing a guitar, you don't want to play a guitar that has a picture of Keith Urban on it, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I guess a whole bunch of people did.
Of course
I do. A ton of people were buying it. They said that it sold like 20,000 guitars.
It's not just for the people who are going to play that guitar. It's also the people who want to display it on their wall next to their Star Trek decorative plates.
Mandy in the chat says, I will always vote for Arnold, always. I don't care what it's about. I think that would be a major upset.
Mandy's a good friend.
If Arnold beat Harrison Ford.
Good better who?
I just can't imagine playing a guitar with a big picture of Keith Urban on it. But while they're selling these guitars, people are calling in and, like, he's taking questions from the people, and I think that people were agreeing with me because they were like, does that blue one have the picture of Keith Urban on the back of it? He's like, yeah, mate, they all got a picture of me on the back of them, you know? And it was like, oh, okay, thanks.
Was Nicole Kidman there?
No. It's some broad selling guitars. He was like, she had like the Home Shopping Network voice, you know, she was like, and the limited edition blue one, oh, we only have like 75 of these left. Is it gone? Okay, we got to take the blue one out of here, guys. We don't have the blue one anymore because they're all sold out. They're going fast. We still have the gray. You want the gray? It has a picture of Keith Urban on the back of it.
I request that you revisit your original infomercial voice.
The pressure cooker XXL?
Yep, that's the one.
You infuse nutrients into the food.
This guitar's got Keith Urban's face infused on the back.
You can steam vegetables in 2 minutes. There was this really douchey part where, like, he goes and gets meat from the butcher, and they hand it across to him, and he very awkwardly puts it in his basket, and then, like, looks at the basket for a minute, like, I did so good, and then he looks up and gives a gay little wave to the butcher and then walks away. It's like, oh no, they obviously only did one take of that.
Who is steaming quality meats?
Obviously,
there's three different settings, Travis.
Is one of them
for
not
rice,
boiling meat?
For rice, depending on the color of the rice. Now, why would the three different rices require different settings? I mean, rice is rice, right? You cook rice the same way, right?
Some have different starch content. Some you want to cook a little bit longer, like the short grain versus long grain and all that.
I only make Uncle Ben's.
Oh.
What's the giggling happening over there?
I don't know.
Why is that happening?
Giggling?
Because
what you said was funny, I guess.
Why is that funny? It's Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's is good times, right?
Yeah.
I usually get the minute rice myself.
No,
I get
some...
the boil in the bag, you know what I'm saying?
Well, which one's the San Francisco treat?
Zatarain's.
Yeah, Zatarain's, the San Francisco treat.
I don't think that's right at all.
No, it's not. You're thinking about Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, that one. The wild rice, white Rice-A-Roni, perfect.
No, get me the Zatarain's.
Ugh.
All right.
They're yummy.
Katrina.
Next presidential matchup.
Round three.
Maze Gilliam.
No, you know, you had 8 years to talk. Now's my turn. I'm going to get mine. I'm getting mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold your applause, please.
How can you help the poor if you've never been poor? How can you stop crime if you don't know no criminal? How can you make drug policy if you never smoked the chronic? How can you do that? Just a nickel bag. I'm a real American. I've been high. I've been robbed. I've been broke. My credit is horrible. They won't even take my cash. Now, you're always talking about God bless America and no place else. But isn't it obvious that God has blessed America? America is the richest, most powerful nation on earth. If America was a woman, America would be a big titty woman. And everybody loves a big titty woman. So in closing, I like to say, you are full of shit. God bless America and no place else. How about God bless Haiti?
I don't know. Anybody tried it yet?
Africa? How about God bless Jamaica? I'm not talking about Jamaica, the beach, try y'all love. I'm talking about stabbing Jamaica. That's what I'm talking about. So tonight, I want to say God bless America and everybody else. The whole world. God bless you. I'm Maze Gilliam, and I'm running for president of the United States of America. You heard?
Jackson Evans.
I envy you. I do. You know why? Because someday, years from now, you're going to come in here with your family and you're going to look up at my painting and you'll be able to say to them, your kids and your grandkids, that way back then, I defied my president. It cost me my re-election, kept me out of politics forever. I was on the track to maybe one day end up here, destined to make the kind of changes in this country that only great men, given the right time and place, can make. And I have none of that now, but that's okay, because I did what was in my heart. The heart. It can't ever be wrong, can it, Mr. Webster? Mm. Delicious. You got a little of
So, Chris Rock from Head of State versus the dude from The Contender.
Mike votes last this time.
Okay, yeah, I vote last this time. Go ahead.
Napier?
I'm going to go Chris Rock.
I'm going to go The Bridges.
I'm going to go The Bridges, obviously. You always go with the dude.
Always. I haven't seen either of these movies, but I know that Chris Rock made that Head of State flick right when he made that one weird one about how he died and
came
a
back
fat
as a
white
man.
Guy. Yeah, yeah. And
a rich
that
white
was,
guy.
Yeah, big fat white guy. That movie is garbage, and Jeff Bridges is always awesome. So that's my reasoning.
I don't think he can show up.
Okay, I changed my vote. I'm going to go Bridges.
No, you can't. We can't. Can we talk Napier out of his vote?
I think he can, if he wants, it's not official till the episode is over. Like, so if I decide I want Arnold Schwarzenegger by the end, I think I have that right.
So you're changing your vote?
Yeah, I'm going to go
officially,
Jeff Bridges.
You're going Jeff Bridges.
You talked me into it.
I don't know. Okay.
It can't be
okay.
Chris Rock.
I've never seen either of these movies, but
if America was a woman, it'd be a big tittied woman.
That,
you know, like
that,
unemployment.
That's something you can't say. I don't think.
Stripper
I don't think.
Heels. He's wearing stripper. The clear heels. Only a stripper.
If he was going against
the Chris Rock shtick is old. You think?
I don't think Chris Rock does the Chris Rock shtick.
Like, you think we can still hear Chris Rock shtick and be like, why are you yelling at us, Chris Rock?
Gilbert Gottfried has been doing it for like 40 years.
That's true. I don't know. You don't hear much from Chris Rock anymore, but I imagine if I heard it, wouldn't like it. It's like Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
Like Austin Powers, I think we just heard so much Austin Powers that we don't care about Austin Powers anymore. If there was more Austin Powers, I don't think anybody'd care about it.
That third one didn't
make you horny, baby.
Travis, do the rest of the show as Austin Powers.
Okay.
So, explain to me what a Red Nose Day is, because I don't know. Seen the Red Nose Day thing, I probably could have just researched it, but I don't know what the Red Nose Day is. I have no idea. The Red Nose Day is all over the internet. Don't know what a Red Nose Day. I also don't know what a Duggar is. Travis, tell me what a Duggar is, because
I'm not
apparently
Austin Powers. That's over. The Duggar is one of those terrible TLC shows that came out after the John and Kate plus 8 kids.
But these guys have more kids.
All of these TLC shows that pop up. It's great to watch. Everybody loves it. The bored housewives want to tell their husbands all about what these weird families are doing. They have a lot of kids. The Duggars have 19 kids and counting.
That's too many kids. Stop it.
19. Well, they're like,
so is that why they canceled the Kate and Nate plus the 8 because they had too many kids?
No, they canceled that because the John was bagging some like hot young chick.
How hot? And
she's pretty hot. Yeah. I gotta see. I'll try to find a picture. But then they did try to go on as just Kate plus 8. Like, she, like, didn't want to give up that money because, I mean, she had 8 mouths to feed.
Right.
She was a horrible bitch, though.
Like, yeah, she was kind of a bitch. I always felt bad for that guy. Because,
yeah.
I mean, he just wanted to, like, chill out and, like, you know, do dude stuff.
And he was making
And she was always bitching at him to, like, help with the kids and stuff.
Even when he was helping with the kids.
Yeah,
still bitching,
like, you're not helping with the kids right. Like, God.
He was helping just fine by making all of the money to support the entire family because she just kind of like hung out and yelled at her children to
Mandy
help.
Mandy said they're up to 22 kids. When they have a new kid, I imagine they're not going to stop. When they have 22, did they change the name of the show?
It's not 22 kids because they didn't change the name of the show. They went from 18 kids and counting to 19.
Oh, I guess and counting. So if they keep having kids.
And the 22 kids, that's taking into consideration grandchildren.
So I think that the guy that's in the trouble that I'm seeing, he's one of the kids, right? He's not the dad.
One of the older brothers.
But apparently when he was 14, he diddled a couple of his sisters.
Yeah.
And so now, like, he's like, I don't know why he's going out and, like, telling everybody this. It seems like he's confessing to it, like, way after the fact. He's like, you know, oh, hey, you know, I just want to get this off my chest. I was diddling my sisters.
Do you think it's just for another show? Like, he's just trying to get, like, a weird TLC show?
Diddling three sisters and counting?
Apparently.
But it's like when he was 14. So, I mean, is what he did even, like, really, like, a... It's not like a... It's not... pedophilia or anything.
Yeah,
he's a 14 year old
because those little girls had to have been 6, maybe 8 years old.
So but they said that like he grabbed titties. You can't grab a 6 year old's titties. A 6 year old doesn't have titties.
I think I had boobs that young.
Oh, so if you're 14 you grab a 6 year old's titties, that's bad?
I think so, yeah.
But you're 14. I think 14 you get a pass on grabbing some titties.
No.
I mean, you get a stern talking to, maybe like a finger wag?
No.
No?
I don't think that's right.
No. I would you get your fingers cut off.
Oh, he anchors in the chat says a police report was released, that's why he had to come out. So he came out and said I did this because, you know, the police report came out that he did it.
Oh, fair enough.
But who reported it to the police?
I don't read any of these.
People are telling me in the chat to stop talking. I don't get why I'm being told of it. You're 14.
Yeah.
You grab your sister's titties.
No, this is making me very
No, it's bad.
Are you teasing?
I'm not saying it's bad, but I mean, it's not like you're going to like take that kid to jail.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are?
Yes.
Are you doing it like as teasing or as like you're like diddling yourself while you're doing it?
None of this is okay.
But she was sleeping.
That's kind
of even worse.
Yeah, I guess that is worse. I don't really know what I'm defending. I don't even know this Duggar guy. He's probably a real scumbag.
Yeah, they're all a real scumbag. He's like super anti-gay. They're like uber religious.
They said in the chat that the father reported it to the police when he was 14. That's a dickhead father. You don't go to the police.
The father is a real piece of shit too.
So oh, he's a piece of shit too.
That whole family really kind of just sucks.
Yeah, you watch that show to feel better about your life.
Yeah, they are the worst kind of people.
I'm not saying that he should have done it. No, it was a bad thing to do. And he should be grounded.
Yeah, he should be grounded, yeah. Like, into the ground.
When you're 14?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't really know what I'm saying.
I mean, if you're, like, at a high school dance or something, and you walk by and pinch a titty... Even then, probably no.
Well, yeah, that's probably no. But this is... This is
definitely no.
Much worse. This is definitely...
I mean, you know, when I saw the report and it said that, you know, this Duggar guy, he's molesting kids, I was like, that's fucked up. But then they said he's 14 and the kids were like 8. And I was like, eh.
How old do you think 14 is? Like, 14 is...
You can't be, like, convicted of a crime when you're 14.
Yes, you can.
You can be convicted.
I mean, you go to juvie or something.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, when you're a 40-year-old man, it's not like they say, hey, you remember when you did that shit when you were 14 and that was fucked up?
13 and over.
Yeah. Never mind, guys.
Yeah, let's play the last
I don't know what angle you were going at this with.
Yeah, I don't understand the story. I don't understand
what devil's advocate or something.
I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why now it's like this big deal that they're like doing this whole thing and everybody's freaking out.
One of his sisters just got married. Like one of his sisters, like I think two of his sisters are married, but they like made a big hour-long special about this one sister getting married, and now I think the other one's having a kid.
And she's one of the ones that got diddled?
I'm not sure. There's 19 of them, Mike. I can't keep them straight.
Do you tell your soon-to-be husband that, like, before? And does the guy not get invited to the wedding? He's on the show, so, like, right?
If it's not public, you probably don't tell him. Because then he's going to want to cut his dick off.
And you he's on the show with the sisters that he
did. Yeah, they're all on the show.
And it's they all just made up and everything was fine?
Or it's a suppressed memory that's really ruining her life.
And then, like, every day she wakes up and has breakfast with this guy?
What's up with the TLC shows and all the weird sex shit that goes on those?
I don't know. I think that really, like...
You mean like Honey Boo Boo? Didn't the one guy molest the one?
There's a lot of molesting going on. Yeah, and it seems like they kind of encourage bad behavior. I mean, that's what they want. They want people to act like assholes.
Oh no, not like this though, because they pulled the show immediately.
Well, yeah, but they have to because it's like a thing. But I mean, like they want people to be shitheads and to do stupid shit,
but not this stupid.
But then, like, if it goes public and everybody, like, maybe it goes a little too far, then like they act like, oh my god, we had no idea these people were shitheads. And it's like, yeah, you did. Yeah, I knew you were dealing with a bunch of fucking kookadoodles. They got 22 kids.
What TLC does is they take those assholes that used to go on to the Jerry Springer show for 30 minutes, and they're giving them seasons of television time.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's one that Laura made me watch the other day. It's like a My Big Gypsy Wedding or something. And basically, they just have weddings, and then at some point, somebody gets mad at somebody, and, like, there's a big fight in fancy clothes. That's all it is. It's like leading up to when they're going to fight. Because you can't have a gypsy wedding without people getting into fist fights and stuff. And everybody's being interviewed and they're all just punching each other in the face. And it's all a put on. It's all bullshit. It's all like they're paying people to go have a fake wedding and punch each other in the face. I refuse to believe these people actually exist. There's no way. They can't exist.
The only time that TLC actually did something that made sense was they were promoting this show. I think it was like Who Wants to Marry a Sheik or some bullshit like that. Or
oh, God, I remember that
marry
dumb
this Muslim.
Shit.
But they promoted that cocksucker for like 6 months. They were like, premiere date for Who Wants to Marry a Sheik coming up.
Well, there's one that's like
they
just...
They canceled it before it came out. Like, they never broadcasted that show.
There's one that's like all about arranged marriages, and they like all get together and check to see if their marriages last because they were arranged.
Well, the thing about, the thing
why
about...
don't we just find people who sign up for these shows and...
Put them down.
Put them down.
The thing about the Learning Channel shows is... they will take... They will like retroactively...
The Learning Channel.
Do you remember when it used to be that? It used to be like a Discovery Channel. Yeah. Like, they would like teach you things. Like it's TLC. It's the Learning Channel.
It but kind of shows... it kind of all devolves into that though. Like the Learning Channel became that. Court TV was court cases, and now it's just reruns of Cops. MTV just has reality shows with assholes riding around in Winnebagos beating each other up and fucking. I mean, like every show starts off like with this concept, like they're gonna do something, and then just like as time goes on, they all kind of just say, "Oh my God, you know what would make people watch this? You know what would make people watch this is if we just got like fat guys beating each other up in a big pool of butter, because that's all we want to see."
TLC is also, they also have that show like My Weird Obsession where that like that dude like kisses his fucking car and like bangs the tailpipe. Like that's the kind of television network we're dealing with.
I'm a fan of people trying to do creative things, and I'm tired of goddamn people being rewarded for like bad behavior. And then everybody acting surprised when shitheads do shitty things.
I blame Puck from like season 4 of The Real World.
Well,
the return on investment on those has got to be huge because
it's huge. It costs nothing to make those shows.
Well, so, and that's why they do it, because we all like it and it doesn't cost them anything to make it.
And
so
if anything happens, they just pull the show.
So, guys, I mean, I went out on a limb this week, and I decided maybe we should just do a little round of Ask Dr. Napier.
How'd that go, Mike?
I thought that, you know, maybe some people needed some advice. So, Drunk isn't here to do the intro. Travis, would you like to do the honors?
And now it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
We got a couple of questions for Dr. Napier from Brian Cran. Since radiation exposure is a common way to gain superpowers, how come more cancer patients can't fly?
No, but I guess if you're exposed to enough of it, you no longer have cancer. So... that's a superpower, considering, you know, you once had cancer.
And now you don't?
Yeah.
You know, that is weird that at no point have we had anybody with superpowers. You'd think by now something would have gone wrong.
Well, I'm pretty sure the people who wrote comic books didn't know how radiation worked. Most of the time it just makes your hair and teeth fall out.
From a scrub from Sonic Blasphemy, if Train A leaves Cincinnati at 9 a.m. traveling 65 miles per hour, and Train B leaves San Bernardino at 7 a.m. traveling 55 miles per hour, at what point does American public wise up and boycott pop music and reality TV? And I guess that's kind of what we were just talking about, right?
That depends on when the showtime of Trains of Cincinnati and San Bernardino are on the air.
Cincinnati in, as in, Eastern time?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Americans will never wise up and boycott pop music and reality TV because those things are, you know, staples now. I mean, you're never getting
away from
them.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
From Anchor Babcock.
That's not an earworm.
Unfit for FM fame. Napier's favorite show.
The best show on the internet.
If Memorial Day is to honor those who died in military service, why am I being encouraged to thank those that are still alive?
You're being encouraged by people who don't understand what the meaning of Memorial Day is. Memorial Day is to honor people who died.
Veterans Day, I guess, is for everybody, right?
Yeah, Veterans Day is for everybody, but it's mostly for the people who
are
alive.
Is Veterans Day for the people who died, too?
Yeah, you can do that, too.
So they get two.
Well, yeah, but it's mostly
the people who didn't die only get one.
But Veterans Day is mostly for the people who are alive. Memorial Day is for the people who are dead.
I think that you should honor soldiers all days.
Yeah, but, I mean, some days are more important. Like, some days you're supposed to do something for that day. You're supposed to, you know, do something special.
And I think the way to honor soldiers is to just treat them like everyone else.
Well, most
people
do.
Because that's what they want, right?
I think so. I don't know. I guess I'm not a soldier, so I can't really tell
you. And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Do, 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 do.
Dumps. Got one more of these presidential mashups to do, or matchup, not mashup.
We did three.
We did three. So we got one more.
James Sawyer.
Get your hands off my joints!
Alonzo Mountain Dew Comacho.
Shit. I know shit's bad right now, with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms, and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up? That's what I thought. Now, I understand everyone's shit's emotional right now, but listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down, Macho.
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive. And number three, he's gonna fix everything. Give you my word as president. He'll fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's gonna make them grow again. And that ain't all. I give you my word. He's gonna fix the dust storms too. I give you my word. He's gonna fix the economy.
So Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Comacho versus James Sawyer. A lot of James presidents in the, three. There's three Jameses. But, this one, I think that we haven't all agreed on one yet, but I think we can all pretty much agree. This one's definitely going to Mountain Dew Comacho, right?
Same.
Travis?
Yeah, Terry Crews, he's got what plants crave.
I have him as the number four seed. But I think he's probably the favorite.
He's my favorite.
Other than Independence Day president. I think that he's my favorite to win. But we'll see. Of course, our votes aren't the majority. We can lose to the people.
Because we are one of the people.
We are three, and there are four ways you can vote. And really, considering how little interaction we really get, your vote could sway the whole goddamn thing.
Easily.
So, there was a nine dog brains found by the railroad tracks. Somebody just unloaded a whole collection of dog brains. down
sounds
by
like some scientific experiment went horribly wrong and they had to get rid of all of them.
They were just like, you know what? We got all these dog brains. What are we going to do with them all? So somebody's walking down the railroad tracks, find a bunch of brains. They say, what the fuck is all these brains doing here? And the cops don't have any leads. They don't know who could have put all these brains out there. And actually, they thought for a second maybe they were sheep brains.
How can you tell?
I don't know. I don't know how you would tell. But apparently, there's somebody out there taking the brains out of dogs and arranging them by the railroad tracks.
It's two things. Either two things. It's either the leftovers, like they went rotten at a Thai restaurant.
This is the Thai folks, they eat dog brains?
I don't know if they eat dog brains. They probably cook with all sorts of brains.
What was your other thing?
Supervillains.
Supervillains, they're harvesting brains?
They were trying to make some sort of dog soldiers.
Without brains?
No, they were trying to put the brains into, like, people.
So they took the brains out of people
and
put
the
dog brains in. No, they took the brains out of people and put them in dog brains, and then they had these leftover dog brains.
Or robots.
And they're like, what are we going to do with these dog brains?
Dog robots.
See, you got all these leftover parts, right? You got, like, you got a dog, your dog dies.
Yeah.
And what do? You bury your dog.
Yeah.
But what if there's some kind of use for some of your dog parts?
I couldn't.
So you save all the dog brains. Over the years, I mean, how long does a dog live? 10, 11 years?
No, you can get up to 15.
You get up to 15, but yeah, okay. So you got 10 to 15 years, your dog dies. You just bury that dog. But if there was some kind of use for these dog brains, then maybe you've just been, like, burying all these dogs when you could have harvested their brains to make something out of them.
So maybe somebody was trying to take their dog brains over state lines via railway, and they just dropped a bag of dog brains accidentally out of the car.
Maybe there was like a tussle. Maybe, like, you know, two of the guys that are doing the whole dog brain thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got an argument about dog brains and, like, how they're going to repurpose the dog brains. And
I'm going with a juggling accident.
Juggling dog brains?
Yeah. Dude just dropped them all. Whoops.
Maybe somebody figured they could not take the Greyhound bus to meet their dog brain buyer, but then once they jumped on the hobo car, a hobo decided to fight them for their dog brains, and the guy says, "You don't understand. I have to get these dog brains to Pensacola by midnight tonight. Otherwise, the whole plan is shot." But then, you know, the guy got thrown out of the...
See, Anchor says in the chat, could have been left by a taxidermist. Okay, so now you stuff your dog, right? I imagine there's people that love their dog.
People do get that. That's weird,
stuffed.
Right?
Sure. You stuff your dog. But you don't keep the brains in there. You take the brains out. So, he had some leftover brains, say he did 9 in a week, right? So you have 9 dog brains. I mean, you can't just... Can you just throw a dog brain in the regular trash, or do you have to dispose of it in some, like, ethical way?
I don't think there's an unethical way.
Can you just toss a dog brain in the trash is what I'm asking. I mean, like...
It'd probably have to be one of those biohazard things.
Yeah, or... I mean, like, if I just threw my dog brain in the trash can and took it out to the curb, and, like, the trash man comes on Sunday, and he opens my trash, and he sees these big pile of dog brains. Is he going to be mad?
No, you just put it under a bunch of chicken bones.
Yeah.
He's not going to know.
Yeah, just put it in with some...
So the taxidermist, maybe he's skirting out on some kind of regulation or something.
Well,
maybe he's thinking...
Why is it by the railroad tracks? Every scenario has to involve the railroad tracks, because why is a taxidermist just carrying around a giant sack of dog brains by the railroad tracks?
No, he gave it to homeless people to eat. He felt bad that they didn't
have
food.
Well, now that makes sense.
And they were like, these are fucking dog brains, and threw them away. We're not eating those.
Maybe sheep brains.
Yeah, either. I mean, people eat sheep. You can eat sheep brains. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well,
Travis, hold on. I just checked the chat. Mandy suggested that maybe they're doing it to make robot dogs.
Napier had said that before she said that.
Oh.
Robot dogs!
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.